In 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verse 17 is commonly quoted from evangelical pulpits. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. But the verse just before, verse 17, is a very interesting verse, and a verse that bears, in my mind, directly on how the risen Savior reveals himself to us even today. For that 16th verse says, "Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, know we him no more." Christ revealed himself as the risen Savior. Every place he met the disciples, by a spiritual revelation. Look at Mary early in the morning. She came to the tomb. Mary Magdalene knew Jesus very well. She couldn't be mistaken. We excuse her not recognizing him by saying her eyes were filled with tears or she thought it was the gardener. But no, there was something different. And she said to Jesus, "They've taken my Lord away. Where have they laid him?" And when he spoke her name, Mary, he revealed himself to her. And she said, "Rabboni, Master." In the upper room, the disciples were met with the door locked out of fear. And Jesus was there suddenly in the midst of them. Not a ghost, but the glorified Savior who was there in flesh and yet in his glorified flesh. And the scripture says nobody dared ask him who he was. And that clearly implies the fact there was something strange, something wonderful, something different, and yet something that was holding back from their eyes the knowledge that this was really Christ until he spoke and he said, "Don't be afraid, it's really I." And he had to do it all over again the next week with Thomas. Remember at Galilee, the fishermen were out on the boat and the boat was coming in. And Jesus stood on the shore preparing a fish breakfast. And they said, "Who's that?" John said, "It's the Lord." My favorite story, I think, of all Easter stories is the 24th chapter of Luke. It was Easter Sunday evening. Jesus had revealed himself to a few people, but here were two that were on their way back to Emmaus. And Jesus revealed himself spiritually to them. But how he did it is such a beautiful story. They were walking along that dusty road toward the late afternoon. As they walked along, you don't have to speculate, you know that they were sad. For verse 17, Jesus spoke to them and says, "What manner of communications are these that you have one to another?" Verse 17, "As you walk along and are sad." No wonder they were sad. They'd seen Jesus die. And they had heard by word of mouth, they had heard rumors that he was alive, but it takes more than rumors. And it takes more than word of mouth. It even takes more than direct testimony from one person to another to really make it come through that Jesus is alive. So they were sad as they went along. Not only were they sad, but their faith was in the past tense. Verse 21, they said, "We used to trust. We trusted that this had been the Messiah." But it's very clear here. Our faith has been broken. Our hearts have been broken. We trusted, but we don't trust anymore. But not only were they sad and discouraged, but Jesus, in his talk with them, made it plain that they hadn't used the scriptures, and he was straight with them. Verse 25, not only were they sad and discouraged, but he said, you were unbelieving as well. Verse 25 is awfully strong, and yet Jesus was bringing them back to the knowledge of the risen Savior. And he said to them, O fool, slow of heart to believe. If you'd just been a little quicker, if you just dared to believe what I said to you before. Here they were walking along. And as they walked along, this wonderful thing took place. Jesus slipped up beside them. Can you imagine what in the world is Jesus doing on the road to Emmaus on Easter Sunday evening? Why should he be there? For these two walking along the road. But Jesus was near to them before they realized it. Verse 15, it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. He kind of sneaked up on them. Did you ever have Jesus sneak up on you? It's a pretty exciting thing. Oh, he's with us all the time, and he's with us here this evening. But did you ever have that special thing happen to you as you were talking about him, all of a sudden you realized he was there? Have you ever had a conversation in the dorms? And you've been, you know, you talk about everything in the world, you know, we won't go into all that you talk about. But the conversation turned around to Jesus. And you began to glorify him in some way, or to talk about him, or to talk as though you really desired to know more about him. And all of a sudden there was a hallowed presence there. That ever happened to you? I always bring in this one time when I preach this sermon. I preach it so many, many times. My favorite sermon. It's not a sermon, it's a story. But I remember when I was a student here at Eastern Nazarene. And one night we decided about, 11 o'clock, really very late for us, maybe 10 o'clock. Everything was closed. Decided we had to have a hamburger. The only place that we could get a hamburger. Mind you now, we were on our feet. And there weren't very many wheels around at that time. But it was up at Norfolk Downs where there's a bank. Across from Sacred Heart Church right now, there's a little bank on the left. Used to be a diner there. It was open 24 hours. And so we walked all the way to Norfolk Downs and had a hamburger. Probably cost us 20 cents. And on the way back, we talked about everything. But as we got on Hancock Street and turned around the corner by Coble's drugstore there, and that's not Coble's, Lincoln Pharmacy, where my sister used to work, we came around the corner, and right there, all of a sudden we stopped talking. For Jesus was walking along with us. I don't know who all was there. Royal Automilk was one, and I was there, maybe a couple of others. But after we'd walked about a block, we said, did you sense that? Did you feel what I felt? For we had been talking about him, and all of a sudden he was there. Now, I don't want to be too mystical this evening, but Jesus is always near us. But, you know, sometimes he's a lot closer than we realize. And when we're sad, and when we're discouraged, and when we're not just where we feel we ought to be, sometimes if we could just reach back and open our hearts to him, Jesus is nearer than we realize. And then Jesus began to do a wonderful thing. For he began to open the scriptures to them after he rebuked them for being unbelieving. Verse 27 says, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And Jesus began to reveal himself to them through the scriptures. And if you ever come to know the risen Savior in a personal way, it will be through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, making the scriptures come alive to your heart. And as he spoke to them, their hearts began to burn and to glow. And he led them through Moses and the prophets. And finally, they came to where they were going to stay. And Jesus made as though he would go on. And they said, "Oh, we've enjoyed this so much. We don't know who you are." I think by this time, they were beginning to have some ideas. But they said, "We don't know who you are, but can't you come in and talk some more to us?" And so Jesus went in. And as he took the bread and broke it, he was spiritually discerned. And they knew who he was, and he vanished out of their sight. He wasn't a ghost once again, but he was the glorified Christ. Gives us a little hint of what we're going to be like someday, where we can do things we can't do now. Praise the Lord. But you know, he was gone. And what happened? Instead of them being sad again and discouraged, they knew he was alive. They knew he was who he said he was. And immediately, instead of sadness, there was joy. That burning heart burst into flame. And instead of discouragement and faith in the past tense, it says he was known of them. And instead of being beaten and whipped, night had already fallen, and they had 7 miles to go back, but they got up at the same hour and ran back. They had to share at Jerusalem. They found the 11 together, and they said, "You know, you don't have to tell us he's risen. You don't have to prove to us, because he has revealed himself to us. We know he's alive." St. Paul had some people in that church at Corinth that said, "You know, Paul, you're kind of a maverick. We are older, and we saw Jesus in the flesh. We heard him speak. We saw him break the bread." And they really weren't spiritually all they ought to be. They were saying, "You know, we have seen Jesus. We've heard what he said, and we know him better than you do." Paul was saying, "That's all very well and good, but there's something better than actually seeing Jesus in his life and in his ministry." And he said, "Even though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. For Christ must reveal himself to each of us. And if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And old things have passed away. And all things have become new." And Paul was saying, "You may have known him then, but you have to know him now. You have to know him in this new way. And he's revealed himself to me. And I know him." You know, that's the way the risen Savior has revealed himself to every one of the multiplied thousands and millions of people that worship him tonight. We don't know he's alive just because of the testimony of the scriptures, just because people said his tomb was empty. Oh, that's good. Thank the Lord for it. But we know he's alive because he slipped up beside us. And he's made the scriptures come alive to us. And we know he is alive because he has revealed himself personally to us. And I want to ask you this evening, do you know Jesus in this new and wonderful way? Are you that new creature in Jesus Christ? Father, we pray that you'll do it again tonight. As you did on that Easter Sunday, be a companion to us in our walk. Slip up beside us. Some of us are sad and discouraged, and God forbid, some of us are even unbelieving and slow of heart. But we pray once again, you'll reveal yourself as a loving companion. We pray once again that you will reveal yourself through the scriptures and open our hearts to believe what has been written. Above all, we pray that you would reveal yourself to us as personal Savior and Lord. Do it again tonight, we pray, in this sacred time. Amen.